Last week, Republicans in the Freedom Caucus helped scuttle the House Farm Bill in a bid for tougher immigration standards. The Farm Bill provides support for farmers and food assistance for needy families. One of the lawmakers leading the charge against the bill was Jim Jordan. So, we visited the district to hear from constituents who rely on both parts of the bill. Keitha Simpson helps run the Marysville Food Pantry in Representative Jim Jordan's district. Volunteers box up food for the morning rush as she stands in an aisle lined with cases of food.
You name it, any kind of perishable and non-perishable you would want. Canned vegetables, fruits, pastas, pasta sauce.
Visitors can only come to the food pantry once a month. And even though volunteers pack boxes to feed them longer than the legally required 3 days, that help can only go so far. Simpson says the pantry is meant to pick up when federal food assistance falls short.
Most of our families are what we consider the working poor. You just need that help to stretch the dollars.
Once known as food stamps, federal food aid is now called SNAP, for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and is part of legislation known as the Farm Bill. The five-year measure is built on a coalition of urban representatives pushing for food aid and rural lawmakers keen on protecting farm subsidies. But that compromise is teetering as Congress moves to the right. The Farm Bill is currently stalled because Democrats oppose cuts to SNAP and tougher work requirements for recipients. Meanwhile, far-right Republicans like Jim Jordan refuse to support it unless House leaders take up a hardline immigration bill. Here's Jordan appearing on Fox News.
I like the welfare reform in the Farm Bill, the food stamp reform. I think it's needed, the work requirements that are there. So I like that. But I also want to get immigration right.
Marsha Hodenshield relies on SNAP to help raise her granddaughter. And standing outside the Marysville food pantry, she was not happy with her congressman's stance.
You know, people need it. So why, you know, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but there's people that's come here that just got all these hands out, and then people that's been here and the vets and stuff are the ones getting screwed.
But Hodenshield, who's disabled, is fine with stiffer work requirements. She just thinks there are better places to make cuts.
That's corn here.
That's corn right here? Okay. Corn
here. Lee Farms lies just north of Marysville.
So, soybeans. Is that this field right
yep,
here?
Yep. We got beans that are just cracking the ground here.
Seven generations of Ryan Lee's family have farmed this land, going back about 150 years. This field is soybeans. And ahead of Friday's vote, he explained the subsidies he receives aren't handouts.
And I think, I'm not sure that the SNAP program should be that much different. If we have to meet requirements to receive that kind of aid, then, you know, perhaps as part of a level and fair playing field, everybody should.
Lee doesn't always agree with Jordan, but says he respects his willingness to vote his principles. Lee's a little frustrated, but he's not panicking yet. Jeff Robinson is another farmer nearby with deep roots in the area. And like Lee, he's frustrated with the gridlock.
Well, I hate to hear that. I guess it seems like that they take one step forward and three step back.
Still, Robinson blames Congress rather than Jordan. He says lawmakers should take up one thing at a time, decoupling food assistance from farm subsidies. And he's annoyed the measure is being held up by a fight over immigration.
If they're using the Farm Bill for leverage for something else, I don't think that's correct either. I think they should, you know, keep the Farm Bill the Farm Bill, and whatever other issues they have, let that be another issue.
The Senate has its own version of the Farm Bill, and the House may still try again. The current program expires in September. Nick Evans, WOSU News.